Now it's time for our question of the week. And so we've invited Diana O'Carroll back to join us in the studio. Hello.
Indeed. And I had to say that I am a happy person because I eat lard. But anyway, this week's question is all about getting in a spin.
Hello, my name's Charlie and I'm from Milton Keynes. And I have this question about a spider. How does a spider work out all the positions for the different elements of its web? Is it a brilliant mathematician?
So, just how do those ingenious arachnids do it?
Hi, I'm Todd Blackledge. I'm an associate professor of biology at the University of Akron. Surprisingly, despite how elegantly symmetric orb webs are, they don't have a map of the shape of the web. Instead, they have genes that control how they move individual legs as they're manipulating silk threads and how to interconnect silk threads. It all starts off with a bridge thread. So a spider can suspend its web in midair by releasing a very lightweight silk thread until it snags on something, such as a tree on the other side of the trail you're walking on. That bridge thread then forms the core of the web. The spider is able to move out and begin to build an outer framework for the web at the same time as it establishes what are called the radial threads. Those you can think of as the spokes on a wagon wheel. And then once this framework is done, the spider then produces a temporary spiral. So it starts at the center of its web, and this temporary spiral acts as a physical guide for the spider to then spin the final gluey capture spiral. And the spider starts at the outside of the web, follows that temporary spiral, and essentially paints itself into a corner in the center of its web. They actually use their legs to measure the distances. So if you watch an orb spider as it's spinning its web, it's reaching out with one set of legs to touch the temporary spiral and then using its hind legs to then position the sticky spiral. So the spacing between rows of silk is going to change as a spider matures and the length of its legs grows longer and longer.
So spiders have some clever genes telling them how to spin their webs. And instead of a set square and tape measure, they only have to use their legs.
And there's been some evidence in other species that counting steps is very important for things like navigation. I know some research got ants and glued pig bristles onto their legs.
What if you're a millipede? How do you count all those steps?
Very good point. But these ants with the pig bristles massively overshot because they were counting the same number of steps, but because their legs were now artificially much longer, they walked much further. So maybe spiders are doing the same sort of thing.
I see. That's very, very mean of the scientists. But also on the forum, we actually had some wit. Neil EP said, don't spiders just go online and order them from the World Wide Web? Oh, dear. But anyway, from floaty webs to floaters. Now for next week's question.
Hello, this is Paul from New Zealand. My question is, would it be possible to have a coil of thin wire in one's spectacle frames which would attract floaters in the eye to the extremities of the eye so that they would not float across the eye and be a distraction?
Why do we get those little flickery shadows dancing across our vision? Help us to answer this next question of the week by emailing us, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can write something on our forum, and that's thenakedscientist.com/forum. And we'll be back to tackle that one next week.
Thank you very much, Diana. That was Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week. You can find all of her previous questions on our website at thenakedscientist.com/QOTW.